Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and then dreaming of Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
This is Kat from Dining at Disney, and I'm here with Kristen. Kristen, tell us about some travel deals.
Well, right now, if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can save on select Disney Resort hotels this holiday season. They will have a special offer up to 20% off, and that is going to be good December 11th through December 25th. And you have to be a Disney Plus subscriber. They will verify that you are. And if you aren't, then they cancel your reservation. So, yes.
Oh, boy. Well, how can people contact you if they want to book these incredible vacations?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
And it would behoove them to join Disney Plus and to email you
yes.
to save time and money.
Yeah, I think Disney's like, everybody needs to join Disney Plus.
Why not?
Let's push Disney Plus.
All of our base belongs to Disney Plus.
Yep.
Right?
That's okay. All the deal.
That's all it is. Hey, gang, don't forget, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Shure. Check out their Shure MV7 podcast microphone. And just to note, it is modeled after the legendary SM7B microphone. This MV7 that we're using here uses both a USB and XLR outputs for great audio quality for computers. Or if you want to plug it into your audio interface, it'll do that as well. Paired with the Motiv app that they have, you can use it on your smart device, you can use it on your Mac, your laptop, what have you, and just experience awesome sound. And it's really easy to use. I would say super easy. So dial in that perfect tone and let the microphone do the work for you. But you can only do that using the Shure MV7. So check it out there in our show notes. And for more details, log on to their website at Shure.com. You can also check out our friends at Gator Frameworks and their studio mic stands, as well as their studio equipment, lighting, AV equipment, ring lights, everything that you need for your home studio or your pro studio or your office. Awesome furniture, desks, and more for content creators, podcasters, and musicians alike. Check them out at GatorFrameworks.com. Also in our show notes, let them know that the Dining at Disney podcast sent you.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together from all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
Producer Aljon here, content creator, podcaster, all around nice guy. And did I tell you I also play guitar?
and I'm Kat, experiential producer, film historian, movie buff, all around nerd. Welcome to the show.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Kat, do you want to tell everybody what we're talking about today?
We got some news. We're going to talk about some pizza things. We're going to talk about how the prettiest girl in school, the Epcot ball, is turning 40 this week. And I just found this Marvel Star Wars panel wristband stuck to my leg because that's my life right now. D23 is haunting me still.
D23, it haunts everyone.
Yeah.
Let's talk about those 50 things for the WDW 50th anniversary that we didn't get.
What?
No, I'm just joking. Just, well, no. Kind of.
Not, wait, did I miss really, something? Help.
Kind of not really joking. Joking, but not joking, really.
I know.
Sorry. Yeah, you know, here's something funny. So, you know, you talked about D23, and I'm going through this kind of list of things that we were expecting at D23. And do you think Josh D'Amaro, the head of parks and all that, do you think he's doing a good job? Hot take. Think he's doing a good job?
I like Josh. Josh is a good face, but I think Chapek looking so bad makes Josh look really good. So he might just be doing an okay job, but compared to Chapek, he looks amazing.
You know? See, that was the hot take out. This is why I go to Kat for the hot take. Because I know that that's what we're gonna get. Because that's what I'm thinking as well, is that
he's likable.
He is likable. He does put on a good face. You know, it's kind of like the chairman and CEO of Nintendo America. You know, he does a really good job of just talking, doing the keynote. He's a likable face. He is unflappable as things would be. He continues to put on that and tote the company line while putting a smile on his face, mm-hmm. being likable, whereas others, not so much. We're looking at you, Bob. So...
But you know what? Like people say, well, nobody had a problem with him when he was, you know, in his previous position. But nobody said he was likable then either. I have never thought he was likable. And like when they announced it was going to be him, I was just thinking, like, why? He's not likable.
It makes you go back to the days of Tom Stax going, "Where are you, Tom? Get out of Tops."
Oh,
come
my
on.
Gosh.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know who I missed at D23 this year?
Who?
Oh my God. What's his name? Alan Horn.
Oh,
Alan Horn left the company, and he used to give such a great presentation. Not that Alan Berger or whatever didn't do a nice job. He did a great job. But Alan Horn is such a personality that I was like, oh.
Well, he's been everywhere for one. Alan Horn is a beloved individual in films.
Oh, yeah.
From Paramount, now going to Disney, and now from Disney going to Warner Brothers, but which I believe is going to be the best move that Warner Brothers ever did.
Oh, agree.
Because Alan Horn is such a tremendous, like, you talk about the person that built, you know, that helped Bob Iger build the empire in terms of turning around their fortunes in motion pictures. That was Alan Horn.
Yeah.
Right? Because before Alan Horn, there was like Prince of Persia and a bunch of other stuff that didn't really
stinkers.
Yeah, there was kind of some stinkers in there, and Alan Horn came in, revitalized Pirates franchise, revitalized mm-hmm. everything Marvel, got Kevin Feige in tow, you know, put Pixar and everything in place, and like it all started coming together. Now, you're the movie buff and film buff. I've talked to Dave Bossert about this on our other show, but you know, we could talk more and more about that. I mean, I know that has squat to do with food, but everything to do about Disney.
You know, I could talk about this forever. It's fine.
Yeah, I know you could. Chris is looking at me like, when are we going to get to the food news already?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
I didn't say anything.
No, I can tell.
You.
Look on your face. Look on your eye.
I'm looking at the picture of the food thinking, why is this only going to happen for like 3 days?
Well,
some
go,
of this looks
okay.
really good. That's what thinking.
Well,
that waffle.
Well, that's part of the tease, right?
The
because today...
Waffle.
That's part of the tease because today, and I know this is Kat's typical, you throw it a Kat for this, but talking about the tasty 40th Epcot treats.
Yes, that's what I was looking at.
And
they're going to have, it just won't be a rainbow. It'll just be a regular waffle when we get there.
Well, I like the little pretty disc on it.
I'm just saying.
I know.
I love,
Well, the other thing is like some of these, they begin
Well, let's tell them we got pizza talk to talk about too. Don't
yeah,
forget.
Yeah,
let's
yeah,
talk
yeah,
about our pizza talk.
Let's get into this.
I mean, tease them now. I'm sorry.
We got to get into it. But first, before we talk about food, we got to talk about some more movie news because the writers of Detective Pikachu have decided to bring Notorious F.I.G. Figment, Figgy Figs, Figgy Smalls to the big screen.
Yeah.
With Seth Rogen producing.
Okay, so what do you think about Seth Rogen?
Did you see American Pickle?
No.
Oh my God. First of all, watch American Pickle, please. It's unhinged. Okay. Did you see Detective Pikachu?
No, I've been trying to get Kristen to watch it because I am a Pokemon.
That one you can pass on that one. Oh. Pass on it.
I have seen it.
Oh, you did see it?
Yes.
When did you see? You didn't see it with me?
No, I saw it at work.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, no.
When you work with kids, you're watching kid movies all day.
No, I get it. I get it.
And some of them are just really, really bad kid movies.
Yeah, they're not great.
So is that, do you give it a thumbs down then?
Yeah.
Well, Detective Pikachu, thumbs, mediocre. But I am very interested to see because Detective Pikachu was completely unhinged. It was unhinged. It was outrageous. It was like, Pikachu is inhabited by the body of a human man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they have the spirit of a human man who's the stepfather or father of a... It was completely unhinged. American Pickle, completely unhinged. I feel like we're going to get full Dreamfinder in this Figment movie, and I've never been happier.
Unhinged.
Never been happier.
Well, that's cool. Were you a fan of the Marvel comic run with Zub?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
of course.
I figure you would be because the Marvel comic is pretty amazing. Any of the Marvel comics based on the Disney parks, whether it's Big Thunder or Journey into Imagination with Figment was really cool. And Jim Zub is a great writer anyway. But So I definitely suggest everyone to go out there and seek out or join Marvel Unlimited and read the comics on the app. But this is cool. I'm down.
It's going to be. I'm going to say, I've been saying it all year. It's October now, so it's official, but the word of 2022 is unhinged, and I think this is going to be completely unhinged. So I'm stoked.
Oh, there you go.
Stoked.
Well, I would think that this would fall in line with more Figment and Figment meet and greets in the park, right? Because that all services that storytelling and the Disney synergy that's going to be happening.
Yeah, and after this, we're going to get the live-action Orange Bird film where he's, like, planting orange groves across the nation or whatever.
Well, as long as it's in Smell-O-Vision, that'd be awesome.
No, right?
Might as well bring the Smeltzers into the theater. Come on, it's got to smell better. Come on.
Yes, please. I'm in.
All right.
I'm in. Okay, well, another Epcot news.
I've got one little bit of movie news that I'm excited about.
Ooh, tell us.
Well, uh-huh. Go ahead.
So, Deadpool
is
going to have Hugh Jackman.
Of course.
September Wolverine. 2024 will feature our man, Hugh Jackman. It's going to be unhinged.
Maximum effort.
For our 21st anniversary. That's what we'll go see.
Oh, yeah.
Cute.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be really nice for one, because we're big Hugh Jackman fans and we also love Ryan Reynolds.
I think it's
great. I hope they have some form of a buddy movie in there because apparently that was the original treatment for it before Disney bought Fox.
Yeah.
So super, super excited about it. I thought it was a leak at first because I saw the thing and then all of a sudden they launched a little, you know, Ryan Reynolds and his brilliant little trailers that he puts in front of these things. It's like, he can do no wrong. Ryan Reynolds he's a marketing genius.
He's doing the thing.
You know, whether it's a Mint Mobile or his Aviator Gin or it's his goofy side projects that he does with Hugh Jackman. It's just all
Oh my good. God. Have you seen the Match.com commercials that he did?
Oh, the ones with the devil?
Yes.
Yo, they're the best.
They're so good. My friend did the makeup on the devil and she was like, it was the best experience of my life.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, his marketing company is very, very good. He gets it. He understands.
Oh, God, yeah.
He's really on the pulse. And I think Ryan Reynolds is a tastemaker, much like Dave Grohl is. You know,
I agree. 100%.
Ryan Reynolds is the Dave Grohl of the film industry.
I agree 100%. I'm going off camera for 2 seconds. Guys, keep talking.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so.
Well, and I like Hugh Jackman. And I said the other day, I think he would be one of those celebrities that wasn't all Hollywood, was very genuine and nice and very like old Hollywood classy.
Oh.
What?
No, I mean, that's great. I tend to agree with that. He just seems like a very, he's definitely the person that you would see having dinner with or just palling around with.
Yes, you would want to have a beer with him.
Sure.
Like Aaron Burr. But I love that he and his wife have been together for so long.
Yes.
Both he and Hugh Jackman, both.
No, that's what I meant. Hugh Jackman, his wife.
Yeah. Oh,
they've been
okay.
together for like 25 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, for
sure.
They've
been together for a very long time, and I love their relationship. I think it's really cool. And of course, Ryan and Blake, they're on a whole other level because they're both just two comedic timing geniuses.
Oh, 100%.
And now they're having baby number 4.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all that Mint Mobile money he's getting. That's what it is.
I think she just likes to be pregnant, and I support her and all her choices.
Hey, you know what? We need more happy, fun people to procreate and have happy, fun kids.
Sense of humor is very important, and clearly Ryan Reynolds has a lot of it. So
maximum effort. Besides anyone that has Nichelle Nichols in his movies, by the way, rest in peace, is 100% awesome in my book. Anyway.
Oh, R.I.P. Nichelle. Let's talk about Epcot. Now that we've talked about, we've come all the way back around to Star Trek. Let's talk about
Epcot. Okay, Epcot. So in the shadow of the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary.
In the shadow.
is the Epcot 40th anniversary.
The Epcot villain origin story.
the Epcot villain origin. I'll get you, I'll get you, Magic Kingdom.
Oh, boy.
The ball is back.
So October 1st is the official anniversary of Epcot. A lot of these treats started on September 29th, which I'm pretty sure today's the 29th when the park was closed. So I'm wondering if they will push this an extra day because it was supposed to be like September 29th through October 3rd. So maybe it'll be the 30th, if they open on the 30th through the 4th.
Well, hang tight, guys. So is this show launching today? Or is it launching on Monday? Because if it launches on Monday, then it's going to be at the end of this.
Monday, yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sure a lot of this stuff will be till supplies last.
Oh.
Till supplies last.
Yeah, because if their
supplies run out. I'm having a hard time with the English language.
Oh, it says while supplies last. Okay.
Well. Over at Connections Cafe, they've got the Epcot 40th Liege waffle, which is a brioche dough with pearl sugar. And it looks like that's what it's supposed to be a picture of, but that doesn't look like pearl sugar around the rim of that waffle. Just
the
saying.
The pearl sugar is in the dough.
It's in the dough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because it's a Liege waffle. So they like roll it in the pearl sugar and then they put it in the waffle maker.
Oh.
You know what's awesome about that is it's so portable. It's like a donut. It's just good. So good. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Margarita time?
Yeah.
Who's taking
Choza de margarita. And this is while supplies last. They have a 40th fiesta. Has the colors of the anniversary of Epcot with a frozen margarita. And it comes in a Mexico 40 souvenir cup.
Awesome.
I want that cup. It's so cute.
I know. I do too. I'm kind of hoping they have these things longer because they all sound so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funnel cake. Algernon funnel cake.
So over there, available while supplies last. I mean, it may be there. It may not be there. Who knows? Will be the celebration funnel cake. It's got vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, sprinkles, and 40th candies there as well. It looks like a nice little tower of yummy sugar.
I like that. Yeah. It's purple.
I'm down with that. Yeah, I'm down
my
with
favorite
that.
Color.
Do you want me to get the garden house too?
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, you got to go for it.
No. I'm saying I would like to take that. Like, can we extend this? Home. Because this sounds delicious.
So at the Garden House, you've got the Sake Cocktail Flight featuring Samurai, Mount Fuji, Tokyo Sunset, and Violet Sake. And boy, does that look good.
That's what I'm saying.
Even if that's not available like that when we're there, we're going to do that anyway. Because you can get all those drinks separately.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's just do it.
Sold.
Yes. Kat?
La Hacienda de San Angel and San Angel Inn, while supplies last, who knows for how long. Flan, vanilla custard topped with blueberries, whipped cream, and a Mexico 40 white chocolate garnish. Who doesn't love flan? Everyone loves flan. Mm-hmm. And a clarified margarita. Tequila, orange liqueur, lemon, and simple syrup in a Mexico 40 souvenir cup with, of course, a glow cube. Mm. Over at Nine Dragons Restaurant, Dan Dan noodles, spicy pork with Sichuan sauce, peanut butter, sesame, shredded cucumber, and green onion. That sounds delightful.
Love that.
And at Space 220 in the restaurant, not the lounge, Crema Catalana, vanilla cream, custard, lemon, snow, citrus segments, and spicy ginger crumble. That sounds good too.
The flowers on it are very like edible flowers.
Yum.
Oh, I want this. Over at Sunshine Seasons, they have the Figment sponge cake with honey lime mousse, and it's like rainbow swirled
Bouche Noël.
Yeah. And then it's got the little top is like purple with orange wings. It is so cute.
My mom used to love making those roll cakes.
Oh yeah, like
the Bouche Noël, it's so yummy. I love that.
Mom tries to make one of these with gluten free cake like every year, and every year it turns into a pile of mush. Still just as delicious, not as pretty.
Sure.
So delicious.
I like all the colors.
Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And at Teppanito, you can get the 40th Sacchettini. The Sacchettini with a It says it was on the menu when it first opened, and this version combines sake with butterfly pea flower to create the color remnant of the night sky of Epcot.
Wow.
Aww.
That's pretty.
It is. Cute. I like the purple.
Looks like Chambord.
Yes.
Okay. At Tokyo Dining, you've got some of my favorites, the 40th Epcot Kaizen Chirashi Don. Did I say that right? And that is a sushi bowl. And then you also have the Sacchettini that we mentioned before. And this particular version has the butterfly pea flower to create the color. It's the same thing you said. It's the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same. I'm thinking that there was something different about this.
No, it's the same bar. So
which ones of these are you looking to try other than the cake roll?
The sake's.
Yeah, the sake.
I have to pick something else.
Sure. There's not a whole lot, gang.
No, there's not. Mm-hmm.
They should just serve.
You know
margarita.
What? I think I may actually have to go with the sushi bowl. Looks good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I love it, Chirashi Don.
Same. It's all good.
Yeah, I've never had that.
Is that what I want to know is that little shrimpy head? Is that crispy? Because if that's crispy, it's like a little tater chip.
Yep.
Delicious.
Well, I've had that, and crispy is the way to go, baby.
Definitely.
I'm all about
Definitely.
It.
Definitely.
I've had it. It's like soft shell crab when you fry it.
Yep.
Yep. Some people don't like it, but they always give it to me. Like every time I take our team out for sushi, they're like, soft shell crab, Aljon? I said, heck yeah. Sign me up.
Truth.
Anyway, that's just me. But now we move on. From the limited item run of 40th Epcot, which, by the way, like that's the only thing they've got going on for Epcot.
I know,
that's
some merchandise. It's like, very sad for poor Epcot for its 40th.
I don't know. They used to do so many other things, like, you know, parades. Well, that's the other thing I was going to go back and circle to you guys about that they're not doing. Kat, you okay?
Coolio just died.
No.
What? Are you? No.
I just got the email from Hollywood Reporter. He went to use the bathroom and never came out. Oh, my God. That's tragic.
Oh, no. Coolio.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. You can cut this out. I didn't mean to bring back to this. But I just, it literally just popped up in my in my sorry.
Okay, so back on track.
Back to they're not doing enough stuff for Epcot 40th. They're not doing a parade. They're not doing a nighttime spectacular because Harmonious doesn't count. It just doesn't. I don't know. She's the prettiest girl in school. She's the Epcot ball. She deserves more.
Yes.
I've got a shirt from the 30th and a shirt from the 35th. So if they've got one for the 40th, I'll get that one too.
They do have the shirts.
Do they? I haven't seen any merch.
Yeah, they announced some merch. It's a very limited run thing. So, hurry up and get it while you can, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, we move on to the best. The best in dough.
Well, this has to do with our topic for tonight.
Yes.
We pushed this off a week because we were going to originally do it last week, and then we pushed it off for a week. And it is our favorite place to get pizza at Walt Disney World. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is with this topic, a new show recently was launched on Hulu called Best in Dough. And Disney posted, as Kat shared with me, an article of pizzas that they talked about having to do with Disney.
Top five on-location places.
Do you want to play the official trailer, Al John?
We will, and I will note that, maybe you're fans of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Wells Adams, who's the host of Bachelor in Paradise, who plays the bartender, is hilarious. Wells is a DJ here in Nashville.
Yes. Now that he moved out to LA to be with I just forgot her name.
Oh, the girl that cries?
Sarah, no. She's an actress.
Oh.
No, she's a famous actress.
Okay.
What's she?
Sarah Hyland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't put two and two together that this, although there's probably not more than two people named Wells.
Yeah, Wells Adams.
Don't worry. That is something I totally would do, Kat. Like, not put two and two together. Well, that's all right. And it'd be something that,
So, I've never heard of this guy. Well, apparently we have.
Wells is a nice guy. We hung out for just a little bit a few years back when he was fresh off Bachelor in Paradise. I think he just had done Bachelor in Paradise for the first season. And he's just a really nice dude. He was on radio just like myself, and we hung out in my tour bus. I say my tour bus, but it was the company's tour bus. But there you go. That's my name drop for today. Enjoy it. Here's the trailer for Best in Dough.
I listened to it when he was on the radio here.
With Wells Adams on Hulu. Check this out.
At a time when there seems to be little agreement on anything, there is one great unifier.
Pizza.
Yeah. Give me the pie.
Welcome, pizza fanatics. I'm Wells Adams. Buckle up for a brand new saucy competition where pizza geniuses from all walks of life battle it out over two fiery challenge rounds.
This should be interesting.
What do you guys think about Chicago-style pizza?
I think it's great for tourists.
Ooh. At least Chicago gets tourists.
To find out who's the best of the best,
you'll be making a pizza cupcake.
No, I'm 82 years old. I do what I want. My family look like the movie of God the Father. No, we don't kill people, hey.
Pizza brings people together.
That was so good.
But a lot of money splits them apart.
It's on.
We're going to push you out of your comfort zone.
You want to start sweating?
I want to see some mind-blowing mashups.
I've never done this ever.
Whoa. As a man with a ponytail, I had wished that it would be a little more creative.
I am not at all confident about my pizza.
Something's burning.
Uh-oh.
This is so screwed.
We want to see you make pizza with no dough at all.
I think us three should take him outside.
It would be the first time I've been on a show where people wanted to kill me.
Oh, look at that.
Oh. Wow.
Bradford, I'm in pizza heaven.
The votes are in. It all comes down to this moment.
Oh.
This is best.
Could watch this all day long.
Let's dough.
I could dough this all day.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, it's on Hulu. It's streaming now. Check it out. But with so many palatable pizza places across the Disney parks, the judges had put together this little list. So do you want to run down this list and then we can talk about our own ones? How do you want to do this?
Do we agree or disagree with these?
Agree or disagree. This is our hot take.
Oh, I like that idea. Okay. Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Do you want me to start at the bottom and work our way up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Number 5, Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta at Disney's California Adventure. They say here, there's nothing better than grabbing a quick slice and then getting on the next attraction. Luckily for us, Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta comes in handy when exploring all there is to do at Disney's California Adventure Park. With many slices to choose from, this quick service location is the perfect pit stop. So after you've gotten yourself a slice or two or five, that actually wraps up the article. So Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, good, bad, indifferent, hot take, Cat. Which is hard because I know you're gluten-free.
No, it's okay. I don't think I've ever had the pizza at this place before.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I don't think I have. They have a good falafel, but I don't think I've had the pizza there.
Yeah, it's just okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's nothing to write home about.
No. Number 4. This sounds like an episode of The List. Alien Pizza Planet.
This Disneyland. One I agree with.
Okay. Does pineapple belong on pizza? That's the adult question. Now, all we know is that the Hawaiian-style pizza at Alien Pizza Planet at Disneyland has a saying, ew, it's like the Pizza Planet aliens. So, Kristen, hot take?
You know, I did not get pizza when I was there.
They have a good gluten-free pizza.
Yeah, crust is good.
You got pizza there.
I did, and it's good. So I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah,
I like the crust.
Pineapple on pizza, as Argyle would say, try before you deny.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I am 100% in the pineapple pizza train and have been since day one.
Our kids like pineapple pizza too.
Well, they must because they're in this house with me. They have no choice.
Good. It's good stuff.
Number 3. We're at Walt Disney World for this. Peace Safari, Disney's Animal Kingdom. The freshly baked pizza at Peace Safari at Animal Kingdom has truly stood the test of time. With different toppings to choose from and personal pies, this quick service stop will have you roaring for more.
The last time I was there and had pizza, I was not impressed. So unless they improved the pizzas?
I don't think so.
I highly doubt it. The gluten-free pizza here is okay. Of course, they cook it fresh every time because it has to be cooked separate. So I think that's what makes it okay. The thing that I do like at this place is they have gluten-free croutons.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
In their salad. True. It's lovely.
That's true. I think Pizza Fari's only saving grace for me would be their Italian sausage. But Italian sausage does not make an entire pizza. So it's going to be a no for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on, you want to take this script here?
Yes, Mama Melrose Restaurante Italiano. Mama Melrose Restaurante Italiano at Disney's Hollywood Studios is dubbed where Italy meets California in the heart of the backlot, and for a good reason. The flavors that come out of the kitchen are as warm and inviting as the restaurant itself with its string lights and checkered curtains. The Marguerite flatbread is the perfect antipasto with its melt-in-your-mouth mozzarella, house-made marinara sauce, fresh basil, and, of course, drizzled with extra virgin olive oil. I was not a fan of the pizza here.
Hard disagree with this. It's bad.
Yeah, I remember I got it once and never get it again.
No, wrap pizza is better than this. Pizza Rizzo.
Yes, it is. Rizzo's pizza is better than this pizza.
Yeah, Pizza Rizzo is better than this pizza.
Pizza Rizzo is better. So the thing is that the copy makes a margarita pizza flatbread makes it sound so good, but it is so just mediocre at best.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
No.
The thing that I'm noticing is all of these are actually in the theme parks.
Oh, yeah.
Which means they're missing out on a lot of good pizzas.
Oh, there is. There for sure. We'll talk about that here after the list, right? Kat, you got number 1 because that's right up your alley.
Yeah. This is the only one I can't have.
Yep.
The Annapoli Ristorante Pizzeria at Epcot, the pizza window and the restaurant over there. Neapolitan pizza, traditional Neapolitan pizza in the Italy Pavilion at Epcot. Pizza from architecture from the north to Sicilian artwork in the south, of course. And this pizza has San Marzano tomatoes and real Caputo flour imported straight from southern Italy with the stamp of approval from authentic Italians. Discounting this one because they do not serve a gluten-free option. They cannot guarantee it will be gluten-free. But I've heard very good things. And people get very upset when the pizza window over there is closed. So I'm sure that it's got a lot going on for it.
I will say it, the last time we ate there was not as good as it was when it first opened. And when it first opened, I dined there. It was like either 2 to 4 weeks after I had come back from being in Italy and having pizza there. Mm-hmm. And so I was very excited. I was like, yes, I have a place that I can compare it and see like how authentic it is. And at that time it was very authentic. And it had the slices of the fresh mozzarella and not the, shredded stuff out of a package.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic. And I have heard since then that they have removed the fresh mozzarella and have gone to the stuff in the bag.
Well,
but then, I liked it that it was the kind that you could just like fold it and eat it just like in Italy. It was good.
Mm-hmm. I think part of that, and Kat, growing up from an Italian family, is that the water makes the dough.
Agree.
It makes everything. The reason why New York bagels are the way they are from the city is because of the water. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. Same goes for the pizza. And you and I both have spent time in Italy, several times in Italy. And once again, the way they make pasta and their dough is all about the love and the ingredients that are indigenous to that area. That's what makes it so good.
They were supposed to be importing water.
And that was my point.
Doesn't say that on there now.
They don't do it now. And so a part of me dies knowing that the authentic lengths that they went to at the beginning have been cut due to budget, what have you, just like the cheese. They dumbed it down. They took the authentic water out. And that's part of the chemistry of what makes Via Napoli pizza awesome and authentic. And I would pay a little bit more for that. And some people, it goes over their head. They don't understand or why this is important. But if you've ever had those type of regional foods or foods like authentic to the area, once again, I go back to the New York bagel. Why is it so sought after? It's because of where and how they make it and definitely the water. And that's part of the thing about Via Napoli. So do I still agree that in the parks, it lands at number one? Yes.
In the parks. Yes.
Yeah.
But it could be so much better. So now our best pizzas, you want to go around Robin and talk about what makes a list for you guys in the parks?
Mine's not going to be a place in the park.
Because
in the park, Via Napoli is where I would get pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Well, why don't you guys go?
Disney Springs or a hotel?
Mine is going to be in Disney Springs. I've got to pull it up. And it's not going to be a place that like people typically are going to think of to go necessarily and get pizza. And my place, and I'm going to let me pull up the menu for it real quick, is going to be Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill.
Nice.
Okay.
I've had a few of their different pizzas. And all of them have been very good. The most expensive pizza they have on the menu is a salmon pizza.
The like Wolfgang Puck signature salmon pizza?
It is so good. Oh my gosh.
The Spago pizza, that's the best one.
Oh, the Spago pizza is so darn good.
Ooh.
Okay.
But Spago anything is really good, let's be honest.
And yeah. What's funny is I've had a few of the different pizzas on their menu, but my favorite is the wild mushroom. It has fontina, roasted garlic, and a marzoram on it. And It just is really good. The mushrooms have a nice flavor. I think it's a great dish for people who are vegetarians that don't eat meat, because the mushrooms are, there's a lot of mushrooms on it, and it's not just your, you know, cremini mushrooms that you get. It's, you know, a variety of mushrooms, and it's has that meaty kind of texture and weight to it. So very good. I could eat a whole one by myself because it tastes so delicious.
There you go.
I support you.
There you go.
Alton, how about you?
Oh, well, this is one of our faves. This is not in the parks either, but, and it was a little bit of a toss up. So I'm just going to make it easy. Let's go to Blaze Fast Fired Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Blaze is good.
Blaze is good. Kat, you'll like it because they also have gluten-free pizza and crust.
They're very good about their gluten-free operations over there. Very good.
They are. Super
they
clean.
They have some, like, it doesn't matter what kind of style of eating, what restrictions you have. They have something for everybody on that.
As they say, they got you. They got you back. And so what I love is that they have over 40 toppings at the toppings bar that you can really customize the experience, and not for a lot of money, because you basically pay a flat fee and you can just load it up.
And that's what
which
I
is
do.
The best. You know, if you want garlic aioli, bam, you've got it. If you want vinaigrette, bam, you've got it. You want a little bit of the white sauce, and then you want barbecue, and you want this with bacon or Canadian ham or whatever you want to put on there. They're okay. So here I am again, once again, on the trail of the Italian sausage, because let's say Italian sausage is like the best no matter what. You can judge really good Italian restaurant from your Italian sausage or your Italian beef, no matter what. Yes.
I got to stop you. There's a very important question I have to ask you right now.
Yes.
Two questions, actually.
Okay.
Spicy or not spicy?
Oh, super spicy.
Okay. Fennel or no fennel?
Oh, fennel.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Right. Those are the right answers. Go ahead.
Good. Those are the right. You see, I knew it, but that's me. And it's totally, that's it. So you got it. You got to put it all in there.
See, what I think is good to do with their pizzas is have them put the pesto down.
Oh, yeah.
And then put the spicy red sauce on top of that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I will agree with that. So, but the great thing about it is that you can have your pizza your way, no matter what, no rules, no boundaries, very simple and super fast. And so it's a crowd pleaser. Now you have to like a thin crust for the most part. They do have hand tossed. They do have a little bit of a thicker crust, but I would say that 9 times out of 10, you can't go wrong with just getting the straight up flat, you know, nice crispy crust pizza and fold
toppings
it.
Toppings all the however, way to the end.
Toppings to the end, no matter what, just do it. So quick, easy, fully customizable, great Italian sausage. Go to Fireblaze. That's what I'm saying. Kat?
Good pick. Okay, so my pick would have been, once upon a time, the pizza at Splitsville.
Yeah.
Splitsville had really good gluten-free pizza for a long time when they first opened, for the first like 4 years they were open, and then they took it off the menu. It was really delicious. It was wonderful. It was like not cracker crust. A lot of gluten-free pizza, you get like a crackery crust. It's not my favorite, but they took it off the menu, so it doesn't count. My pick is going to be the GCH Grill at Grand Californian.
Yeah.
Here in California, it's like my go-to for a late night bite. If I'm staying at the Grand Californian, it's easy and it's good. And usually they have the one kind that's like a shark. They call it like charcuterie pizza, I guess. And it's got like three different kinds of cheeses and like capicola and sopressata and a bunch of different things on it, which is really good. Like late night, if you're out, especially if you've spent the whole day in the park and you just want to like lay on your back on your hotel room floor and not like do anything, it's good. It's a good go-to.
Right on.
I've not had it during the day, but I'm sure it's good during the day also.
Hey, pizza's good any time of day for me.
There you go.
I feel like the college mentality lives on when it comes to pizza. And what I mean is pizza morning, noon, night, cold, the day after, doesn't matter. Reheat it, don't reheat it. It's even the most mediocre pizza is still pretty darn good pizza. But then if you really want to kick it up a notch, take our advice, go to these other places, have some awesome pizza. But I will say that the Disney Parks blog and whoever wrote this, I know you're toting the company line, but you know those pizzas suck.
You know what other place I really like?
Except for Via Napoli.
Rap pizza, that's all I have to say.
Hey, you see, Kat, I don't even have to say anything.
Trattoria Al Forno over at the Boardwalk is really good, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of the different options. First of all, room service pizza we've had before, underrated, but darn good when you're in a hankering mood for some pizza. Mm-hmm. And super convenient, especially if you're at the value resorts. Order the pizza, much better than what you get at the parks, and you get a lot more for your money. And that says a lot when you're on Disney property.
That's true.
If you're at Walt Disney World, and Kat, you'll probably hate me for saying this.
Never.
But just right across the street is Uno's.
No.
Oh, Duo. They took that away?
Uno, the whole shopping center's gone.
That shopping center's gone?
The whole thing. They're building that off-ramp there. Flamingo Crossing, yeah, that's gone.
Oh, my God.
Down the way, though, they do have a Geno's East, which is kind of like Uno, but it's Chicago style.
Yeah.
That's like a little further down. But yeah, no, all that stuff there, the McDonald's, the Taco Bell, the Chevy's, everything there is gone.
You're breaking my heart.
I'm sorry.
We liked Chevy's.
We did like
that
Chevy's.
That was a great place. That was like the place for a good happy hour.
No, yeah, just another one of those things. Well, okay, so let's X that
part. Leveled it.
Let's okay. So
see what happens. See what happens during a pandemic.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, here you go, Kat. Now, a lot of people rave about the Pizza California Grill. I personally have not had it, but I know that a lot of people talk oodles and good stuff about Cali Grill Pizza. And I guess the last one I think is worth possibly mentioning is, and I haven't had this either, but people crazy over Maria and Enzo's Hideaway over at Pizza Point.
Oh, yeah. People do like that one. They don't do a gluten-free.
They don't do a gluten-free, but they do have authentic Sicilian pizza for they those do, of you that are
squares.
Down. Yeah.
It's squares, not slices, which I prefer a square pizza, to tell you the truth. That's Detroit style. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that as well. I like square pizza.
Yeah.
We get them quite often here. Our favorite place has that style.
Jets.
Oh, yeah. They have Jets in Michigan. Jets does a good gluten-free pizza. Not that they're a Disney, but they do a good gluten-free pizza.
Well, I was going to say, didn't Jets originate from Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah, Jets is from Detroit. Jets and Buddies and, Pizza is Canadian.
Right. So here's another thing, and we'll leave, and I think you could probably wrap up, but I have to know what everyone's favorite style of pizza is, because you've got your typical Chicago style, and now you've got the Detroit style square, you've got the New York slice, and then, you know, whatever random flatbread, whatever, that doesn't even count because it's not real pizza, but people call it pizza, but it's not, it's a flatbread. That's why they call it flatbread, y'all. So do you have a thin crust, hand tossed? How do you like your pizza? How do you like your pizza? I'll tell you how I like my pizza.
Mine depends on the day. It's either going to be a thin crust pizza, because I prefer the toppings. That's like my favorite part is the toppings, not the bread. But I do like a Detroit style pizza, because you get the cheese and everything, even the toppings, you have more bread with it, but it still goes all the way to the corners. And that's what I want is I don't like the lump of the bread at the top. I used to always like take that off as a kid.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't want the bread. Like, I'm just going to eat the part that has the toppings.
That's fair. Yeah.
Now, usually eat the whole thing, but you know,
usually gluten-free pizza is flat. It's like the thin crust. It's usually thin crackery crust or cauliflower crust, which I'm not a huge fan of. But if I'm at home, if I'm in Michigan, Detroit style, Sicilian style, square slice, that's what I want, with like the buttery edge. Late sauce, extra well done. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
It's the crunchy, buttery with the cheese gets a little crunchy, a little on, crunchy the side on the top. There.
That's the best. That's the best. Yeah. Quarter slices are the best, y'all.
No, and in Detroit, where we get the place that we go the most often, like their gluten-free square pizza, it's a four-piece, like, miniature square, so every piece is a corner piece.
It's a corner piece, yeah.
And it's perfect.
It's the best. So having said that, Kat, it's great. I agree. I like the four corners, but I also like me a good Chicago deep dish pizza.
It's cake. It's not pizza.
I know. It's cake.
It's but pizza cake.
I'm a cake boy. I can't help myself. And I like my pizza like I like my cake. Nice and fluffy and a bunch of stuff inside.
Juicy.
It is juicy. That is 100% true. So I don't know. That's it.
Every Thursday I've been able to get pizza.
Huh?
I said every Thursday I've been having pizza because I'm doing
your classes.
The Nolensville Police Department Citizens Academy. You never told me you were getting
pizza.
They have been having pizza there every time for us. Even when we went to the 911 center, they went and picked up a whole bunch of pizzas and brought them to us there, even though we weren't at the police station.
Oh, like, that's nice.
That's nice.
And what's funny is the chief of police, he does not call donuts donuts. They are called power rings.
Okay.
I love that.
Sure.
I love that. I'm Sean Chi. Check out my power rings. I got a whole 12 pack.
Oh my gosh. Baker's dozen.
I got a baker's dozen of power rings, man. You gotta watch out for those jelly filled ones, Shang-Chi. That's it, man. That's awesome. Get my rings of power.
Oh gosh. Okay.
On that note,
I think we've gone off topic enough tonight. Thanks, guys,
show.
for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification button. Those of you who want to support the show, we've got a few ways you can do that. Head over to dietagaindisney.com, and there you can shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, and Garden Grocer. Or you can go over to Anchor and be one of our donors. And you can do that for as little as 99 cents. That's right, 99 cents. Nothing costs 99 cents anymore.
No.
Al John. You want to tell everybody where they can find us?
Yeah, you can find me there just hanging out on Instagram. That's where you can find me.
Aww.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, peace up. I take a look at my life and realize
Coolio is going to sing us out. Hey, you can find us on Instagram. Find me on Instagram at Al John Rocks, Al John Go, Twitter as well. And our podcast, Kat's going to tell you all about it. But don't forget, you can check out Dining at Disney on the website. Check out our show archive there. Everywhere you can find podcasts. Don't forget to leave us those 5-star reviews. We appreciate it. And of course, you can email Kristen for the greatest in time-saving deals and money-saving deals at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And don't forget, her services are free. So please check that out as well, Kat.
You can find me on Instagram at catastrophe at CAT_ASTROPHE. If you enjoyed this podcast, and we hope you do, check out our friends, the Disney List, of course, our very own Kristen and Al John show, Skull Rock Podcast, WW Park Hoppers, Disney Parks Podcast, and my little show, Eat the Pictures. We'll be featuring Spider-Man and all his web-slinging friends for the next few weeks, so be sure to check that out if you're into those older Spider-Man films. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Until next time, that was Kristen and Al John, and I am Kat. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
Eat the Pictures is a bite-sized movie podcast. Every week, we look at the ways different movies, from classic horror to rom-com, use food to tell stories on screen. Food unites us all. Let's explore it piece by piece on Eat the Pictures. Stay hungry.